NBC Radio, News on the Hour. Chevrolet spotlights the news. Chevrolet, with five entirely different kinds of cars for 64, brings you Ray Scherer, NBC News.
Over Venezuela today, terrorists took over an airliner, forced the pilot to fly to Trinidad. Five men and one woman among the 14 passengers seized the plane over eastern Venezuela, hijacked it, flew it to Port of Spain. Members of the National Liberation Group are trying to disrupt President Betancourt's government with a campaign of terror. In Caracas, the capital of Venezuela, police are combing the city for traces of the U.S. Army colonel kidnapped yesterday by pro-Castro terrorists. All exits from the city have been blocked. At Arlington Cemetery this Thanksgiving morning, an enormous crowd is passing the grave of President Kennedy. More than 35,000 persons have appeared thus far. Memorial Bridge to Virginia is crowded. Mrs. Kennedy and the children fly to Hyannis this morning for dinner with the Kennedy family. President Johnson has had an early morning intelligence briefing from John McCone, chief of the CIA, pose with members of his family for a Thanksgiving portrait, traditional for presidents, is heading for church services at this hour. This evening at 6:15, he speaks to the nation over radio and television. NBC will carry the message. More news after this from Chevrolet.
Really, Sylvia, I think this Corvair Monza is the perfect car for you. I say that as a friend. I mean, especially now with winter coming on and all.
Winter? Roger, don't be so gloomy.
I'm not. I'm being realistic. Corvair's rear-engine traction keeps you from getting stuck in snow and stuff.
Having the trunk in front, I think that's cute.
And you should feel how easy it steers. I mean, you're petite, Sylvia, but you could park this Corvair anywhere.
On the sidewalk?
Oh, Sylvia, be serious.
It is very sports car-ish.
That's the bucket seats. And Corvair's added nearly 19% more power this year.
And they probably did that for you men.
No kidding, Sylvia. I think this Corvair's the perfect car for you.
How much are you asking?
What? Oh, no. Oh, I wouldn't part with my Corvair, Sylvia. Besides, you should have the Lagoon Aqua to match those pretty eyes.
Roger, are my eyes really Lagoon Aqua?
That's what Chevrolet would call them.
See your Chevrolet dealer for the 64 Corvair that's just right for you.
Here again, Ray Scherer.
The World Peace Council began a meeting in Warsaw, Poland this morning. A 30-person communist Chinese delegation refused to join a standing tribute to President Kennedy and twice raised angry protests against the action. The Chinese delegation remained seated as the rest of the communist-backed body rose to their feet in a gesture of mourning. Fidel Castro made another radio speech last night. He charged that reactionary forces in the United States plotted the Kennedy assassination in order to implicate Cuba. Castro said this, "In the eyes of the world, it is clear that the reactionaries of the United States wanted to make our country the victim of their criminal designs, even at the event of assassinating the President of the United States." Castro described himself as an expert on the Italian gun allegedly used in the murder, cast doubt on whether it was the real weapon. He said a telescopic sight is used only to shoot 300 or 500 yards, said it was strange that someone who was going to make an attack from 80 yards from a window would acquire a gun with a telescopic sight. In Los Angeles, police have conducted tests with the same kind of cheap Italian-made bolt-action rifle used in the shooting and concluded the assassin needed only 3.5 seconds to fire his fusillade of 3 bullets. Mayor Willy Brandt, returning to Berlin, says President Johnson promised to come to Berlin, but Berliners should understand he could not come immediately. The 73 newspapers which have received the December 7th issue of Parade Sunday magazine have been asked to scrap it. The issue contains an article titled, "Is Jackie Kennedy Tired of the White House?" It was printed prior to last Friday. Ray Scherer, NBC News, Washington.
With regular use, Helene Curtis Enden ends dandruff problems. Enden has worked for more families in the past 6 years than any other dandruff product sold. Medically proved 99% effective, yet gentle enough even for children's hair. Now Enden has a fresh new fragrance, too.
Dandruff problems are ended by Enden. Enden dandruff shampoo.
This has been NBC News on the Hour. Listen again on the hour for NBC Radio News. Gene Rayburn is one of Monitor's weekend hosts on the NBC Radio Network.